Seven states hold primary races tomorrow with 78 House seats on those ballots. Voters are headed to the ballot box to set the field for November. Primaries are being held Tuesday in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. No incumbent governors or senators appear to be in imminent danger, but primary season is shaping up to be a challenging one for House Democrats, with midterm elections typically punishing the party holding the White House. State legislators have put a stamp on newly drawn House districts. North of Los Angeles, three Democrats are vying to take on freshman House member Mike Garcia, a former Navy pilot endorsed by President Trump, whose district was redrawn with a more Democratic profile. In Iowa, three Republicans are competing to run against Cindy Axne, Iowa's lone U.S. House Democrat. Her Des Moines district was redrawn to include rural southern counties that have been strongly Republican. Montana has added population and a second House seat. Five Republicans are vying in that primary, including former Congressman and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. I'm Jennifer King.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.